Well, hello. It is the What's New Now podcast brought to you by Good Vibes and Good Vibes Only. It's Aubrey. We had an awesome idea that I feel like you're going to enjoy. I feel like this is going to be a great way to share music. And I also felt like it would be a great way to discover new music or new bands that maybe you might have heard of and you haven't really listened to, or maybe you haven't heard of at all and you want to get into. Basically, we had this idea of everyone, all the X1039 DJs, doing like a top five albums, whether it be vinyl, CD, or digitally owned. And so obviously, you know, all of us are music lovers. This was very hard. This was a very hard fitting, you know, picking only five albums out of the plethora of albums that there are. Super hard. So I do have my five, and I do have some honorable mentions as well. So make sure you stick around for those at the end. For me, for picking my top five, the reasons why I picked these albums were because I listened to them front to back. Anytime I listen to them without stopping, there's no like popcorning or jumping around to songs or anything. It's always front to back. And some of these albums have emotions tied to them. And I feel like that's because a couple of them, if not all of them, highlight a certain significant period in my life. So that also came into play when I was picking these five albums. Now, I feel like some of these artists, you know, maybe some of them you don't, but that's the fun of this, discovering new music and sharing what we already love. All right, let's jump into it. And these are in no particular order. These are just like top five albums that I enjoy front to back. The first one I want to talk about is Creation by The Pierces. This came out in 2014. I was in high school at the time, and this album was just magical for me. There's something about this album. All of the songs have just, they're very well written, and I listened to this album front to back probably over 10 times. It's just, it's that good. What I love about it too is that if you start it in Colorado Springs, you can end it in Denver, which it's perfect for road trips. This album was really important to me during senior year in high school. You're going through like big changes in your life. You're getting ready to, you know, figure out what you're going to be in your life, maybe for the rest of your life. And that is, as a high schooler, I remember that being terrifying. And this album gave me, I guess, like an escape from that. This is a very, like, I would say, free-spirited album, and it has a lot of layers. And it's also important to me because this was the last full album they made before they went their separate ways and did their own things. I know that Allison Pierce, she went on, she kind of dabbles in music still and released an album after this one on her own. And then Kat Pierce also did some own, her own music stuff, and she created like tarot cards and she had a baby and like all this stuff. But they went their separate ways. They came back in 2020 to do a single. And I saw something that said more was to come. So like fingers crossed, because they are probably one of my most favorite bands. For the second album of my top five, I had to have The Phantom Tomorrow, and that is from Black Veil Brides. I have been a fan of them for quite some time. This particular album came out in 2021, and I guess it's memorable to me because I had just recently gotten hired with X1039, and now obviously Black Veil Brides doesn't fit into really the X1039 genre, our alternative genre. It's more, they're heavier, but again, always been a fan, and I feel like this album, out of all of their albums, is their strongest album. And the reason for that is because of the combo between the heavy guitars and the strings. This was such a cool album to me because there, you could hear like the strings, like the violin and stuff. It made it really emotional, while the guitars really kept it heavy and kept it in the rock genre. It's an interesting listening experience, and it has a bunch of layers. And what I also like about it is that it never loses its energy. From the title track all the way to the end, it is just go, go, go. Perfect. Then there's also tracks that don't have any lyrics. It's just music, and they're beautiful. Absolutely stunning. Absolutely beautiful. It makes me feel like the album itself is telling a story. And I do feel like that's what's happening, because the imagery that comes along with that album, whether it be like the album cover or the music videos, the story of the album is just really cool to follow. Super awesome. One of my favorites. I listen to it all the time. I've never seen them live, so that is definitely something on my bucket list. I know they're coming this year in 2024, so fingers crossed that the Wallet and the concert lineup, you know? All right, this next album, this is going to get deep, because this next album came out May 2020, and as we all know, in 2020, things were really weird. This album is Chromatica from Lady Gaga. Now, obviously, I've just switched over to the pop realm, and I would even classify this as dance as well. But we were all going through traumas together and also separate. We all had our own things going on. And this album came out at a time where my hours at a different radio station that I worked at had been severely cut. I was kind of, I'm not sure where I was going in my life. I was really unhappy, super depressed too. I remember being very, very depressed when this album came out. And when I listened to it, it just like got the creative juices flowing. And during 2020, since my hours were cut, I started pouring myself into art and like learning other art forms. And this album was kind of like the album that I listened to while I was doing my artwork. Some of it was really dark and some of it was really beautiful. And I feel like the album and the songs on there kind of influenced my art. As far as the album goes, like the mechanics of it, I feel like it's mixed very well. And each song holds a certain emotion for me. And I feel like just in general, each song has a really good emotion, particularly if I could highlight a song, is Fun Tonight. That was probably my most listened to off of the album. And again, going through like a crazy transition, I was getting ready to jump from my old radio station to X1039. And that album kind of played a part in helping me decide that it was time to move on. And so that album takes me way back when I listened to it, still listen to it. And it definitely was one of those albums where it, you know, like when you're depressed and a certain song can just pull you out of that zone, that mood, that was definitely an album for me. Now we're jumping back into rock for the fourth album. And again, these are in no particular order, but my next one has to be Ceremony and Devotion, the live album from Ghost. Love Ghost. This came out in 2017, and I've seen Ghost live. Super cool. If you've never seen them live, definitely go if you get the chance. And when I saw them live, I remember thinking about how much energy that the band had while they were performing. And I feel like this particular album, Ceremony and Devotion, it contains that energy on its vinyl. I had to buy it for vinyl. I have it digitally as well. And I feel like the song choices for this album are really good, and it packs a lot of the Ghost lore into this album. What I like about it too, obviously, for it being live, is that you can tell how talented each of the touring members of the band are. Some of them just really get into those solos and those riffs, and it just makes it chef kiss amazing, you know? It's great. Had to buy it vinyl and digitally as well. Now this last one, some people would call it a guilty pleasure, but there was someone who once said, you shouldn't be guilty about something that makes you happy. So I'm going to go with that. I love this album, and it definitely doesn't fit into the alternative realm or the rock realm, because it's from Ariana Grande, and that is her Sweetener album. This came out in 2018, and it was produced by Pharrell Williams, and it was very well produced. I thought they did a really good job at that. There's lots of layers to the songs, lots of weird sounds. Ariana put in like backing vocals of her own vocals, lots of harmony. It was really beautiful and very well written, the songs, each of them. My opinion, it is the best Ariana Grande album that she has dropped. And I listened to it every day for like months when it dropped out. This album came out during another transition period in my life. And it was unfortunately not a very pretty transition period. I was going into a depression. And this was an album, like every song on that album could just, if I was in a mood or if there was just no light around me, this album lifted me out of that every single time. And it's still an album and songs that I go back to if I'm feeling like sad. This album pulls me right out of it. It is so good. I've been searching for it on vinyl, have not been successful yet, which is crazy because it's Ariana Grande, but I will find one eventually. Okay. So obviously, in the beginning, I said that none of these albums were in a particular order. It was just narrowing it down to a top five, which was very hard. It was very, very hard. So I had to do some honorable mentions. Now, the first one I feel like, so this came out in 2023, and that is Levitate from Wilderness. Obviously, love Wilderness, another one of my favorite bands. This is an album that I can listen to front to back. And Wilderness is very special to me because that was a band that I found at the very beginning of a new era in my life. And that was my transition, my official transition over to X1039. And this is another album that I love to create to. I like to do artwork, painting mostly. There's something about this album that makes me want to paint and be messy with paint. I feel like this album in particular has a very emotional story. Each of the songs takes you to heights and also deeper places. It's very well written and very well produced, and one of my favorites from Wilderness so far. And again, I've seen them multiple times, so if you ever get the chance to go see Wilderness, don't sleep on it. Go do it. They're so good live. Really strong, really great live. Another honorable mention that I have is from Lucius, and that is Wilda Woman. That was released in 2013, and the sounds of this album are just perfect. They're so appealing. And I'm a design nerd. I like graphic design. And I was pulled toward this album specifically because of the color choices and the design of the album. It's very lovely, very bright colors. I like the kind of the woman that's on there. She's like licking an ice cream cone. It's really an interesting design. The song Wilda Woman was a song that made me feel comfortable to be in my own skin. And I listened to that all the time when I transitioned from my old radio station into X1039. I was scared transitioning from top 40 to alternative because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to appropriately represent that genre of music. And I was all in my head because I feel like I do. I'm able to do that. This was another album that I had to buy on vinyl, and I also own it digitally. All of the songs are written very well and produced very well. And what I like about them is that, again, they have like multiple layers to them. There's lots of different things to be listening to. Lucius is another one of those bands that they have just an amazing harmony and great sound. Both of their voices together are just beautiful. And they can, it's one of those, I say this on air, but it's one of those albums, one of those bands that can like make your soul leave your body. It's one of those type of bands. So I had to have them in the honorable mentions. If I could have pushed both Lucius and Wilderness into my top five, I would have, but we could only pick five. So it was really hard. So I had to give them honorable mentions. I love both of those albums, Levitate and Wilda Woman, so much. And that's my official top five plus honorable mentions. I love those albums. I don't think I'll ever get tired of any of these albums. They're just always good to me. Some of them have been out longer than others have. And throughout the years, they always seem to just find a way into my life. And I love it. That's what I love about music. And I love that I got to share this with you too. Kind of a deep dive into some of my favorites there. And I'd love to hear what some of your favorites are, too. Do we have similar favorites, or do you have someone that maybe I don't know of? I'd love to hear that. And also, make sure you stick around for the other episodes featuring other X1039 members, because we're all doing the top five thing. So if you want to get a deep dive into Crowley's top five or Summer's top five, Eden's top five, we're all going to be doing it. So make sure you subscribe, like, and share with your friends of the What's New Now podcast, because those will be coming out in the future as well. I hope you enjoyed my top five. Always love hanging out with you. And thanks for listening.